Several months ago, Richard E. Wilkes came out to Hollywood to make a name for himself in show business. Yes, he was sure that one day he, too, would have his footprints in the cement of Grauman's Chinese Theater.
But the closest I've come so far is having my socks into starch at Wong Fu's Chinese Laundry.
No, Rich hasn't done too well. He has yet to meet someone in Hollywood who can really do him some good. But things may be looking up. Susan has received two tickets to the annual motion picture ball and has invited him to be her escort. Let's join Rich now at Susan's house, where they're making plans for the big event.
Susie, certainly nice of you to invite me to the ball.
Oh, Rich, I wouldn't dream of asking anybody else.
Gosh, I think I'll finally get to meet all the big shots. Hey, tell me, is it going to be one of those formal affairs, you know, where a woman who has nothing to wear goes to prove it?
Rich, aren't you exaggerating?
I don't know. The last one I was at, I heard some girl say, "Gosh, it's warm in here. I think I'll take off my ring."
Rich, it's a costume ball, and the theme this year is famous couples in history. They're giving prizes, too.
Hey, that sounds interesting. Gosh, I could kiss you for this.
Well, I'm waiting.
Okay.
What a kiss. Is that really you?
If it isn't, some stranger is having an awful good time.
Yes, young man. What may I do for you?
I'd like to rent a costume.
Fine, fine, fine. Would you like to look about? We have Julius Caesar, Alexander the Great, Paul Revere's horse.
No, I want Napoleon.
Napoleon. Everybody wants Napoleon. Aren't these other men entitled to make a living?
Sorry, my girlfriend's going as Josephine, so I have to be Napoleon.
All right, all right. It's got to be Napoleon. It has to be Napoleon. There you are.
Well, I only have $5 with me.
Very well, you can leave that as a deposit.
Yeah, but I want to take it over and show it to my girl.
I'm sorry, Napoleon doesn't leave until all that money is here.
Don't you trust me?
Oh, sure, I trust you. But Napoleon, after what they did to him at Waterloo, he don't trust nobody.
Anybody home? Huh? I guess not. Well, I better look in the coffee jar here. 10, 12, 14, 50, 75, $15. Oh, it's all here. I'll come in.
Hi, neighbor.
Oh, hello, Hugh.
Well, looks like rain. My Aunt Minnie's rheumatism is much better. The cat down the hall had kittens. Mrs. Murphy's uncle is arriving tonight on a super treat.
Hugh, what in the world are you talking about?
Well, you all was asking me what's new. I thought I'd just save you the trouble. Hey, man, what are you looking so happy about?
Hugh, what do you think I'm going to be tomorrow night? What do you think?
Don't rush me, son. With a question like that, I thought I didn't want to make snap judgments.
Look, I might as well tell you. I'm going to the annual motion picture ball.
Well, now.
Yeah, tomorrow night I'm going to hob with the knob, boy. Everybody in show business will be there.
All them phonies.
That's where you're wrong, you. Gosh, I know most people think that Hollywood is just a lot of sham and glitter and false tinsel. But if you look long enough and you search deep enough, underneath all that false tinsel, you'll find the real tinsel.
Oh, Rich, I've been a blind fool. But tell me about the ball you're going to. Tell me about that.
Well, it's going to be a fancy dress affair. I'm going as Napoleon.
Oh, I wouldn't do that if I was you, Rich.
Why not?
Well, I'll tell you, a cousin of mine, he once went to a place as Napoleon, and they didn't let him out for 30 years.
Coming.
Yes, what can I... Oh, mailman.
I got a COD package for the party next door. Name's Hugh McHugh. But there's nobody home.
Nobody home? I'll resent that, sir.
Hugh, he meant that you weren't in the apartment. And that's obviously so because you're here.
Oh, thanks, Rich, for giving me an alibi. But I really don't need it. And as for you, sir, if you wasn't wearing that Confederate uniform, I'd punch you right in the nose.
Look, I got a package for you, and there's $3.50 due.
Oh, it's from the mail order house.
What is it, you?
Well, it might be that gold-encrusted shaving mug to hang on my chandelier.
And what's the idea of that?
Well, you never know, Rich. Now, just suppose I'm at a dinner party some night, and the woman next to me says, Mr. McHugh, do you have a gold-encrusted shaving mug hanging from your chandelier? I'd be in a position to say, yes.
That's ridiculous.
I thought so, too. That's why I didn't order it.
You better pay the man, Hugh.
Yeah. Say, you mind laying it out for me, Rich?
Hugh, I just got $15, and I need every penny of it for my costume.
Look, Rich, I'll give it back to you just as soon as I go down to the bank and cash my paycheck.
All right. Here, $1,250.
There
you go. Thanks. Okay, Hugh, now let's get down to the bank.
Bank?
Didn't you just tell me you're going to cash your paycheck so you could give me the money I laid out?
Sure, Rick.
Well, let's go.
Okay, if you insist, but we're going to have an awful long wait. I don't get paid till Monday.
See your bag?
Yes.
Well, there's Napoleon all ready and waiting. Did you bring the money?
Yeah. $11.50 and the $5 deposit I left here. That's $16.50.
$20.
Want to see if Napoleon had a good memory? But, mister, that's all I got. Can't we make a deal?
For a genuine, authentic Napoleon, the deal is $20.
What am I going to do? I only have $16.50 to spend.
Well, for $16.50, I can give you Mark Antony.
Yeah, but my girlfriend is going to be Josephine. How can Josephine go to the ball with Mark Antony?
Well, look, I just rent costumes. Take your problems to bride and groom.
Susie, I came over to tell you that...
Rich, you haven't even noticed my costume. How do you like it?
Well, Cleopatra.
Cleopatra, I'm Josephine.
Oh, yes. Well, shake hands with Mark Antony.
What?
Susie, that's what I want to tell you. I couldn't get a Napoleon costume, but I can get a wonderful one of Mark Antony.
Josephine and Mark Antony? Well, that's the silliest combination I ever heard of. In the first place, Antony lived 2,000 years before her.
Well, that's not so terrible. The boy should always be a little older than the girl. Besides...
Oh, Rick, I don't know what this is all about, but after the trouble I went to with this gown, I'm going as Josephine and you're going as Napoleon, or the date's off. Now, what do you say to that?
Friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me $3.50.
That you, Rick?
Yeah, Flash.
Kid, I've been waiting to... What's the matter with you?
Oh, just about everything. Flash, you wouldn't have... Nah, forget it.
Come on, boy, out with it. Whatever's bothering you, just remember I'm your friend. How'd you know I'd give you the shirt off my back? It happens to be yours.
Flash, to make a long story short... I'm short.
Mm-hmm.
I need $20 to run a Napoleon costume for the ball tomorrow night, and I only got $16.50.
Kid, you want that Napoleon costume, don't you? I'm going to call my bookie.
But, Flash, I just told you. Wait. Oh, all right. Just this once, and only because I got to get to that ball.
Naturally. Hello, Marty. Flash, what's the price on Myrtle in the 5th at Hollywood Park? 5-1, huh? Well, give me $2 for it. Yeah. What? I've got the money. I've got it. All right. Drop by and pick it up. How do you like these bookies? Don't trust me. I figured out the other day that I lost $128 to this guy in the last 6 months, practically kept him in business, and now he keeps hounding me because he has a few IOUs of mine.
How much do you owe him?
$128. Say, Rich, you wouldn't like to venture a little more on Myrtle, would you, pal? Say $10? Maybe we could clean up this little bit?
No, Flash, I only want to make enough to get the costume. And we're still not positive Myrtle is going to win.
Rich, don't give it another thought, pal. Believe me, this Myrtle is a real sleeper.
Hope she wakes up in time for the race.
Geez, wonder what's keeping that Marty. If he doesn't get here soon, the race will be over.
Right, I'll get it. Hello?
Hello, Rick.
Susan.
Rick, I just called to tell you...
Just a minute, Susie. Flash, will you answer the door?
Yeah, it's probably the bookie.
Huh?
Rick, did I hear someone say bookie?
Bookie.
Rick, what are you talking about?
Now, hold it a minute, Susie. I want to take the phone in the other room. What do you want to tell me?
Well, Rick, honey, I'm sorry I was so short with you this afternoon about the costume.
Oh, it's all right, Susie.
Oh, no, I shouldn't have been so stubborn about it. If all you can get is a Mark Antony costume, well, I'll go as Cleopatra.
You will?
Uh-huh. Mother and I figured that if we just took the belt off Josephine's dress and added a sash and made the iron off the pleat.
Another pleat.
Uh-huh.
I'll call you back, Susie. I gotta stop Flash from making a highly speculative and totally unnecessary business transaction. Bye. Flash, call off the bet. Where's Marty?
He's gone, and we're not betting.
We're not? Oh, that's great. Can I have my money?
Sorry, kid. When I gave Marty the $2, he said he was taking it off what I owe him.
How unlucky can a guy be? Losing money on a horse race when you don't even bet.
Wonder how they figure the odds on a thing like that.
After I finally got Susie to go as Cleopatra. God, Flash. What am I going to do?
Well, for $14.50, you can be Captain John Smith.
All right, Rich. I'll go with Pocahontas, but this is positively the last time I'm going to change.
Oh, I promise I won't ask you again. I'll go down and get my costume right now. See you later.
Bye, Rich.
Phew. Napoleon to Antony to Captain John Smith. I made history today. Well, now I'm all set. Got exactly enough money for the costume.
Oh, Rick.
Yeah, Susie?
On your way, Rick, would you mind stopping off and picking up the tickets for the ball?
Oh, sure. Sure,
there's
Susie.
There's a $4.50 service charge.
I wonder if they can put you in jail for committing suicide.
I'm sorry, sir, but for $10, all I can give you is a guided tour of the store.
Well, Rich is supposed to escort Susan to a ball, but the way he's heading, the ball has a figure 8 on it. He hasn't enough money to buy a costume, even if he went as Cupid and only had to wear a diaper. Let's look in on Rich and Flash as they discuss Rich's problem.
Rich, will you stop pacing the floor? Is it enough that you didn't sleep all night?
Can't help it, Flash. I get this $4.50 by tomorrow night or I'm a dead pigeon.
Pal, we're not losing any more money to bookies. This time we go direct to the track.
I see. We eliminate the middleman.
Well, I'm trying to tell you, pal.
I know. Well, looks like I have much choice.
Good decision, boy. Good. I'll dig up some passes so we won't have to worry about the admission fee.
Right.
We'll
come in.
Hi, Niver.
Oh, Hugh. Hi.
Hi. Well, I'll go and see about those passes, Rich.
Where are y'all going?
The track.
Oh, see if you can get a pass from me.
Oh, you a lover of horse flesh, too?
Frankly, I prefer salami.
Okay. Let me flash and get you a pass to the delicatessen.
Hold on there, Rich. I know a lot about horses. My uncle once owned the biggest ranch in Texas.
No kidding. Where?
Albuquerque.
You, Albuquerque is in New Mexico.
I said it was a big ranch.
Sheesh. I'll get the pass.
Attention, please. The fourth race will be off at 3:19.
Oh, that's tough. That's tough, yes. Sir, I wonder what the odds are on dead pigeons.
I think they're putting them up now.
Oh, yeah. Let's see. Dead pigeons number seven.
Number seven.
Let's see. Holy cow.
Cow? Ain't he even part horse?
Rich, dead pigeon's not only a hunch, he's the odds-on favorite. 1-2.
Is that bad?
Bad. You've only got $5 to bet, so all you can win is 2.5.
That's not enough. I need 4.5 more for the costume.
Yeah.
Are we doing tight?
Well, swell, pal. The odds just went up to 4-5. I wonder how Hugh McHugh is doing. I left him over at the $10 window.
Sir, I was down at the workout this morning, and this number seven horse, Dead Pigeon, he walked up to me, leaned over the fence, and said, Mr. McHugh, any pecuniary wager on me today would be most unfortuitous.
Wait a minute. This horse leaned over the fence and said,
well, what's so startling about that? It was a low fence.
Rich, Rich, we're doing fine, pal. Dead Pigeon's now 7-5. Oh, boy. Might as well push the odds way up while that'll really make a killing, huh?
Yeah.
There's the guy at the $20 window, pal. Go to work on him.
Right.
Pardon me,
Yeah.
I was on my way to the $100 window to make a small wager. As a horse owner, you know.
Oh, a horse owner. Hey, who are you betting? The favorite number seven?
Dead Pigeon?
Yeah. Well, I thought he was...
Wait a minute. According to what horse owner's private tip sheet... Let me see.
Number three, Beanstalk. Looks right for this distance.
Number five, Happy Warrior. Should be ready.
Yes.
Number six, Kismet. Has the speed. Here we are. Number seven, Dead Pigeon.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice set of teeth.
Well, pal, Dead Pigeon is 5-1 now. It's only a half minute to post time. Better get that bet down.
Okay. Hey, look, there's Hugh down front. He can place my bet. Hey, Hugh.
Hi, Rich. Hi, boy. I figured I might as well bet that dirty old quarter just as long as
but
I'm back.
Hugh, wait a minute. This is the $5 window. And besides...
$5 window? Boy, did they ever get gypped. For that kind of money, they could at least put in a pane of glass.
No. Never mind, Hugh. Look, here's my five. Now, Flash and I are going to try to find a good spot to watch the race. Meet you back here.
Okay.
Now remember, 5 to win.
Gotcha.
5 to win.
And now coming into the stretch, it's number three, Beanstalk, by a head over Happy Warrior. Kismet is third, and here comes the number seven, Dead Pigeon on the outside, closing fast. They are at the finish line. I'm the winner, Dead Pigeon.
Flash, he won, he won. I'm going to call Susan. Well, Susie, you can go with Josephine or Cleopatra or Pocahontas or all three of them.
Hey, Rich.
That's right,
Rich. I've been looking for you.
Hold it a second, Susie. Did you collect the money, Hugh?
What money?
You did bet on number seven.
Well, I was going to, but I figured you must have a reason for switching to number five.
Number five?
Didn't you tell me 5 to win?
Susie, could we go to the ball as Adam and Eve?
Well, Rich, how was I to know?
Oh, Hugh, you knew I wanted to bet number seven.
Oh, number seven, I've been looking for you.
Yeah, you tied us off so the odds would go up. I think we ought to give this guy a going over.
What? Fellas, you don't know what you're doing.
Well, we try the best we can.
That's for sure.
Ow!
Oh,
about the little guy?
Nah, he looks bad enough as he is.
Hey, you help me up.
Sure, Rex.
You are a heavy man. Well, don't let it get you down. Like my daddy, my dear old daddy, always used to say, you're a better man after you've once tasted defeat.
Tasting it is one thing, but I feel like I made a glutton of myself.
Rich, where have you been all this time? I've been waiting to... Holy mackerel. You told me I had a little trouble, but boy, you look as if you've been put through a meat grinder. Twice.
Oh, yeah.
What are you so happy about?
After I left the first aid station, I went to the ball to explain to Susie, see? And while I was there, a guy comes over, taps me on the shoulder, and says he won first prize in the costume contest.
First prize, huh? Josephine and Napoleon?
No, Beauty and the Beast.
This is Network Replay.